Mark Phillips, I wanted to mention one of the projects that Mark is working on. Now that we don't have much time here, so I'm just going to summarize it quickly. Mark has taken a keen interest into frequency standards and getting a very stable, in this case, a 10 megahertz signal. There are some circuit boards on the market that are available. Mark is getting his hands on some. I'm playing along with him on this. And if it works out, we might try to get a bit of a deal for us. And essentially to produce a GPS-based, you know, global positioning system-based standard for 10 megahertz. And a small box, Mark, our other Mark, brought along his particular box. Do you have it handy?
Yeah, it's right here.
And the two-board set is in there. And what we're going to be doing is thinking of a way that we can indeed control its output to generate very precise but programmable standard frequencies that are very stable and well known. So if you have a frequency counter that you want to be absolutely certain has a 10 megahertz reference signal, you could take this output and use it to synchronize the clock and your frequency frequency measurement device. Here's the GPS antenna, and on the left is a board, a custom board that works in concert with a GPS receiver. A board set at around $25. We might be able to get a bit of a discount on it for club members. For club members who want to build this frequency, a very flexible and accurate frequency standard. It's a very
difference between this board and most of the other projects that you can find on the web or in the books is that the most of the GPS engines generate a one pulse per second signal, and you have to go from one pulse per second to 10 megahertz, which is not easy. This Jupiter that was made by Rockwell Collins generates a one pulse per second and a 10 kilohertz signal. Now, from 10 kilohertz to 10 megahertz is easier. The price to pay for that is that the 10 kilohertz signal comes directly from the satellite. Let's put it out in simple terms. So if you are indoors and you have multipath, that may affect the quality of the signal. Still, it's very good, and for HF purposes, I mean, it's fantastic. The accuracy is very good, but if you want to use that signal and lock an oscillator and multiply it to VHF or microwave, it's very noisy. Then you have to go with the one pulse per second. The advantage of the 10 kilohertz, apart from the simplicity, is that the lock time is no more than 3 minutes. So you can go from a cold start to accurate 10 megahertz in about 2-3 minutes. If you're operating portable, it is important because you want to be ready to operate in a few minutes. With a one pulse per second, if you move to a different location, even if you don't turn off the power, the fact that you're moving the GPS affects the accuracy. So that's only for the bench to leave it on all the time. So I'm using this as a reference for my signal generator and the frequency counter, and I turn it off. When I need it, I turn it on, and in 3 minutes, it's okay. And it's very simple. And for those who have interest, this actually is a U.S. version of a board that was designed and made in England. But the gentleman in England has no interest in producing more boards, so it was picked up here. And I think there are plenty of boards available if you want to buy one of these, or maybe we can, you know, turn it into a kit.
Yeah, that's what, or at least make it available with a discount, and we could have a group activity that does it all together.
Yeah, the key is to get the GPS engines.
Yep.
And there's more than one that can provide the 10 kilohertz.
Yep. And we'll have this information also on the website, meeting recap website. All right.